Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, you can go in and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store. This is home. On Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
Here we are, Friday morning, the final weekend before school starts, and I think we need to kick it off in the right way.
Hey.
Y'all ready to party?
This is what all the parents are singing.
Yeah.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out.
Is this still played at parties and stuff like that?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's not?
But you know what?
That's embarrassing.
It's kind of one of those. It's a throwback, though. So if someone started playing that, I guarantee you people would go nuts.
Yeah, there'd be a little bounce for sure.
You mean to tell me that at parties these days, as kids are getting ready for back to school, that's not being played?
I mean...
That was my song back in the day.
Okay, forget it. Never mind. I take all of that back. What about this one? Is this one still cool?
When I told her, I said, yeah, it is.
You know, my kids still like this song.
But you're not really feeling it. I can tell.
I mean, if you were going to drop some Drake on me.
Of course.
Come on, that's it.
I think you're man crushing on Drake these days. It's like that's all you talk about.
He's so good.
Bring out my Drake. Is that a party song?
It's not really a party song. In My Feelings is pretty solid.
Of course you like that.
Nice for what? Nice for what?
Okay.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding?
All right, so it is Friday morning, and we're heading into the final week before school starts, and I started thinking about all these parents who have all this stuff going on this weekend who are trying to get clothes shopping done, final school supplies, it's time to get your hair did. All that crazy stuff is happening this weekend.
Well, it's like all those people that avoided tax-free weekend last weekend are now going to go out shopping this weekend.
And they're going to pay the taxes.
Exactly, that's what it is.
Enjoy the weekend, y'all.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So the story on the girl who was pushed off the bridge has only gotten worse to me as I've paid more attention to it. If you haven't seen the video, there is a 16-year-old girl. She's on a bridge in Washington. She's 60 feet up. She's on the edge. She's thinking about jumping in, and then she decides not to. And you see in the video, here comes a girl, boom, and she shoves her off, and she falls 60 feet into the water.
Oh, man, it still
loses
gives me
her
chills.
Balance, and she heads towards the water with, like, face, stomach, legs first, like, you know,
flailing.
Yes,
like it's like a movie scene, like somebody's going down, like Mission Impossible. Tom Cruise is going down, and she's like trying to slow herself down. Well, this girl is talking about it. She's finally had the media come to the hospital, and she says at one point she thought she was going to black out as she was falling so fast, but she remembers hitting the water and going splat. And when she hit the water, there goes 5 broken ribs, a lung injury. She's been in the hospital ever since this deal.
Golly.
If you haven't seen the video, it's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com. But there's a new wrinkle to the story.
Yes. So they're saying that the girl that pushed her is an adult.
But really?
We don't know if that means they haven't really given, I haven't seen or read an age. So that could be, she could be 18.
Yeah.
She could be 30. I don't know.
Yeah, so you kind of see her in the screenshot. You kind of see her face a little bit, and she doesn't look like, you know, she's not like 50, and she might not be 30, but you can tell, you know, she probably knew better. She thought she was being funny. She gives the girl the shove and all that. But the people who were there, including the mother of the 16-year-old, are saying they believe that the girl who pushed her should turn herself into police.
Well, I mean, there's video evidence of what she did, and if everybody's there, she might as well just say, look, here's what I did.
They need to put her in protective custody. There's going to be so many people mad.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Because it's basically assault. Even though she didn't physically punch her, she did push her off the edge of the bridge.
And look at all the damage it caused to her body. I mean, seriously.
So we were talking about how bad it would hurt if you fell off of like a high dive, right? And you splatted the water. This is even higher. This is 60 feet up. This girl, when she hit the water, you should see the bruises and contusions and all the stuff on her leg.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like, it's awful. Again, 5 broken ribs, a hip injury, lung injury, all of that. If you haven't seen the video yet, and you've heard people talk about it but haven't seen it, check out the BBITM blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Demi Lovato. So after breaking her silence on her recent overdose and her stay in the hospital, she's decided to cancel the rest of her concerts on her tour. She was supposed to play in Mexico and South America in the next few months, but is going to focus on her health instead, which I think is extremely smart.
Yep.
But she's reportedly entering a rehab center, and we don't know how long that is, but probably for a long time. So earlier this week, she did post her update on Instagram saying she's going to keep fighting. So we wish her well on her journey to recovery.
We got you guys upon Justin Bieber, who, if you saw him on Tuesday, had a little bit of a crying bout with his fiancée, Hailey Baldwin. We're talking middle of the day, out biking. They just start crying.
Yeah.
No idea what was really going on until now, because apparently he is kind of wondering what exactly is going to happen once he gets married. And he's been carrying around a book that's called The Meaning of Marriage. So I don't really understand.
I'm going to give him a call.
No joke. Don't do
it! Yeah, that's exactly what it is, right?
I could write that book.
Yeah, he seems to be more upbeat now, but I guess he's kind of questioning the whole marriage deal. Makes you wonder about their relationship a little bit, right?
It's kind of wild.
It is.
Got you gossip on Kim Kardashian. Number one, Northwest went to her mom and said, "Hey, why are you famous?"
Oh.
And Kim had to be like, "Well, we have a TV show and..." I don't know if she even knew the answer to that.
When you
really
get older, you can Google it.
But there's also, there was a big party last night for Kylie Jenner. Kylie turns 21 today, and the birthday party was last night. And you can imagine the outfits at the birthday party. My favorite, Kim Kardashian.
Of course.
I mean, I thought she nailed it. What did you think?
Man, after looking at it, it looks like that outfit would hurt. It looks like it's just pure rubber and, like, trying to put that on.
A little hard to breathe,
oh,
maybe.
Man.
It's pink latex,
she
I believe.
She actually held her breath for 7 hours.
I like the outfit. Maybe David's not crazy about it.
I don't know. She looked good, but, man, it looked like it hurt.
Yeah. Should I post the picture, let people see it?
Sure.
I'll tweet it out here in just a few minutes if you want to see what Kim looked like for Kylie's big birthday party. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
You know, the experiences at hibachi restaurants are always so exciting. You get the fire, you get the little onion choo-choo thing, and then you get the egg tricks, the clinging and the clanging with the whatever they call those things, and it all is so cool. But this guy named Jason in Florida took it to a new level. Now, sometimes when you go to a hibachi place, you really don't know who you're sitting next to. Well, in the middle of this restaurant, on a Sunday night, not even like a Saturday or Friday, he decided to stand up on top of the hibachi thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, he didn't actually get on the grill part, but he got on like the table, right? And everybody's kind of watching him like, what in the world is this guy doing? He's about to get himself burnt. After he stood up on the table, he decided to strip down. Dude got completely naked and started to, quote, dance erotically in front of some ladies on the table.
Is that not allowed?
No. It obviously, it makes things a little bit awkward, especially when the husband says, "Hey, man, you need to get the heck out of here," and started yelling and threatening him and wanted to fight him right then and there. So cops came in, and then James was arrested for lots of weird stuff. But did you hear...
Okay.
But did you hear about the sushi at the hibachi restaurant?
Ooh, no, I haven't.
Yeah, what the sushi said to the bee?
No, what did it say?
What's up, bee? Wasabi. What's up, bee?
Wow.
Man, that did not go like I thought it would.
I think that delivery... Because you said, what's up, bee?
I thought he was talking to you.
It should have been. Give me the line. How would it go? Wasabi! Yeah.
Oh, I think I kind of messed that up. Yeah, anyway, people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm a little bit of a sickly person. Rachel's dad calls me the bubble boy because I need to be stuck in a bubble so I don't get sick.
Oh, yeah, you're sick with everything. I'm
David,
worried about
that. The bubble
that.
Boy, that'd be better than the barrel boy.
I agree.
Thank you. I should have never said that. But I'm so paranoid about expiration dates. It kind of drives me crazy, and it especially drives other people around me crazy, because all my life, since I was like you know, 5 years old and I was able to read and understand numbers and dates, I've always been like, hey, it looks like this bread is a day old. Think we need to get rid of it, even mm-hmm. though it still looks perfectly fine. Had this situation last night, and I'm pretty sure Rachel's still mad at me. So we made spaghetti like 2 weeks ago, right? And it tells you on the jar that you need to use it, because we use like half the jar of it. It tells you if you've opened this, you need to use it within 14 days. Well, last night, it was like 16 days since we used it. And even though she was telling me the color still looks fine, it smells okay, I told her no.
Yeah, you got to do the smell test. That's typically what I do.
Yeah, you put your finger in there and then you sniff your finger.
Yeah.
Is that how you do it?
I don't think that's how you do that.
Or you just smell inside the jar.
Oh, you could do it that way too.
But when it comes to milk or bread or anything like that, I always throw them away, even if it's like a day late in the night and it looks like it's still okay.
So milk every single time, because that's disgusting. Even if it smells okay, but it tells me a different date, I'm throwing it away.
Oh, I do that,
even a day after?
Yeah, sure. Now, bread, I do the feel test.
Is it soft?
Is it still spongy? If it's still spongy, I'm not worried about the bread.
And then look for mold on the bottom.
Yeah, that.
You see, I will, if there's a loaf of bread and I see just like a hint of mold, I throw it away. But I will scan that thing like you've never seen before.
I think it's normal, though. Like eggs a couple days late. What do you guys think about eggs?
Nope.
Didn't bother me.
Cheese a couple days late.
Nope.
Steaks 3 days after it says you were supposed to buy.
Oh, no.
Meat's different. Ooh. Meat scares me, yeah.
What about chicken? Like chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing like that. Dude, there was a package of turkey I had left in the fridge for like a week after it expired. I opened that bad boy up and, man.
And there's something weird about like, it's like ground turkey and they do those tenderloins where they can last in the fridge for like months. Mm. And you're like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That kind of makes you wonder, right?
Yeah. Easy on those expiration dates, David.
That's right.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And I have one question. Are you guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do the birthdays. Oh, yeah. I hear you. Wait for it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Friday, August the 10th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Deanna Turner of Jonesboro, who celebrates a birthday today.
Happy birthday.
We have Tasha Lindell, who has a birthday today. Georgia Summit of Jonesboro. Brandon Paget has a birthday today. Devin Williams of Jonesboro. Patricia Barbine of Jonesboro has a birthday. Haley Stout, happy birthday. Peter Bankston of Jonesboro celebrates. Kimberly Tidwell from Wynn has a birthday. What about Isaiah Anderson, 14 years old?
Happy birthday, Isaiah, going into the ninth grade.
Boom. Happy birthday, Isaiah. All right, celebrating over the weekend, celebrating tomorrow, Allison Patton from Wynn. Tori Haygood has a birthday tomorrow. Jenna Johnson, Mandy Wilson from Wynn, and Tara Lewis from Noble has a birthday tomorrow. Celebrating on Sunday, Ashley Wimberly of Rector. We have Matt Grigsby with a birthday on Sunday. Robert Wright has a birthday on Sunday. And Selena Kraft from Wynn celebrates on Sunday as well. And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Kylie Jenner is 21 years old today. Happy birthday to Kylie.
I know y'all want to celebrate.
Can I go woo woo? No, don't know what that means. No, woo woo. No.
That was awkward.
Is that as awkward as me starting the show with some DMX?
Yes.
I'm done with it all.
Joanna Garcia is 39. That was Cheyenne on Reba.
Yeah, that's a really funny show if you haven't checked it out.
It is. That was Rachel's favorite show growing up. She didn't have any channels, so she would just come home and watch that one.
That's funny.
Antonio Banderas is 58 years old today. On Saturday, Chris Hemsworth, who is Thor, turns 35.
Yes.
Joe Rogan is 51. Hulk Hogan, he turns 65 years old tomorrow.
Ooh, let's celebrate the Hulkster, y'all. I am a real American. Brother. What you gonna do, brother? When Hulkamania runs wild on you. Happy birthday, Hulks.
Eric Carmen is 69 years old tomorrow as well.
Ooh, Eric Carmen. What movie was this in?
I'm sorry, Eric. All I can think of is Patrick Swayze.
Hungry. Happy birthday to Eric Carmen, who celebrates tomorrow.
On Sunday, Cara Delevingne is 26 years old. She was the Enchantress in Suicide Squad. The actor Casey Affleck is 43.
Affleck.
That's what I said. Ben's, Affleck. And Ben's younger brother. And Sir Mix-a-Lot. He turns 55 on Sunday.
Oh, and Sir Mix-a-Lot's known. Oh, please. Oh, this is where she dances awkwardly.
On the table. We got ballet.
The what?
Oakland.
Oakland. Did you hear that different?
I heard something else.
Me too.
Oakland.
I heard that.
Come on.
What's going on here?
Y'all are dumb.
Both of us, our eyes went wide open like, whoa.
Like saucers in here.
I'm not sure what Kelly said, but I think it was wrong the first time.
No.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Georgia Summit. The winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Maren Morris was stuck on a plane, and she was drinking an adult beverage, and she got a little bored. So she decided to have a Q&A session with the fans on Twitter, and we learned some really interesting things. Number one, the best advice she's ever gotten is always wear underwear.
Brandon,
we've been telling you that forever.
All right, hang on, real quick. Full disclosure in the room. Have you ever come to work without underwear? David?
Never once in my life.
Kelly?
Never.
All right.
Brandon.
Have we been in the same room with you with no...
Disgusting commando.
I don't think so, but I've been here before. Don't call it a comeback.
Okay. She said the hardest part of being in the music industry is, quote, being young, being a woman, and being different.
Yep.
And then she said she plans to have a baby next year.
Whoa. Wow, that's big news right there.
Yeah, so there you go.
And speaking of a baby, Jason Aldean is going to have one fairly soon with his wife, Brittany, and he was talking about her recently, saying that, I don't know what just happened there. Sounds like I'm going back to 12 years old. Anyway, she is not a diva about being pregnant. Now, he is there to help her all the time and stuff like that, but she's not one to sit back and kind of let you wait on her, that type of thing. But she is doing a lot better now. And he also mentioned about the video for Drowns the Whiskey with Miranda Lambert, which is such a great song.
Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
That it wasn't actually Sweet Tea that was on the table in the drinks as they were filming the video inside of a bar. It was actual whiskey.
That's awesome.
Now, he said in the video they weren't actually drinking, but between videos, between sets and things like that, they had a couple of drinks, and he said that Miranda Lambert could drink anybody under the table. She could hang with any person on the planet. I believe it, too.
That's crazy. Hey, check this out. There is a girl who was in a band named Gloriana. The band was Gloriana. See if you remember what they sounded like as a band. This is Gloriana.
I turned off the car, ran through the yard, back to your front door.
You remember them?
Oh, yeah.
They also did this song right here.
I love this. Don't give a damn what anyone might say. I just want a free fall for love.
It's Gloriana. So it's two guys, two girls, right? So one of the girls goes off and just runs off with a guy, mm-hmm. Cheyenne Kimball, and they basically never come back. Well, now Rachel from Gloriana is putting out solo music, and she has her first new song and video out. The song is called Cool. I always think it's interesting when somebody goes from a band to a solo artist. Let's check her out. This is Rachel.
Wondering what it'd be like to be us right now. You're the only one that I still talk to. It's like we knew we'd be cool. Me and you. Never thought we'd get back to the way we used to be when we were cool.
Rachel Reinert there. She was in Gloriana. The whole idea behind the song is they were together early, They kind of hit a rough spot, and they were cool at one point, weren't cool, and then at the end, will they get back together?
Dun, dun, dun.
You can check out the video. It's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Let's go real quick and talk about what's happening with old David, because David's having some issues this morning, and I'm a little bit concerned. David starts off the morning by telling us that he's afraid he might have eaten some rotten food or was tempted to eat some rotten food.
Yeah, there was that whole sauce situation. We had to throw it away.
And then you've been complaining all morning about different little ailments. You don't feel good. You've been snotting real bad.
Yeah, I've had to blow my nose a lot this morning. I have a little bit of a headache. Just took some medicine for that. Yeah, I appreciate you looking out for my health, though.
And we know that you sometimes have issues with your belly and acid reflux. And
that's a daily battle.
His future father-in-law calls him David the Bubble Boy.
Yeah, so what I'm concerned about is, you know, longevity of the show and longevity of doing stuff with you. So I read this deal this morning that I thought was really, it was really interesting because it was talking about how you have better body health and gut health. According to a new clinical trial from the University of Wisconsin at Madison, consuming crickets actually helps with your gut health, reduces inflammation in the body and things of that nature.
Crickets?
Crickets.
You know, I've read that as well.
I can't say I've tried a cricket before.
Well, good news, David, because I went and...
Oh, my goodness.
You're kidding me.
I have a bag of crickets.
They're alive.
They're alive.
They are alive. We got these to feed to some animals the other day, and when I read this morning and I knew you'd been struggling with some gut health, I thought I would bring you a bag of crickets to eat on the radio.
Oh, my goodness.
The thought... is making me want to gag.
Well, there's some that haven't made it because they're in this bag. Why don't you just eat a dead cricket for us?
Then you won't feel the wiggle.
Yeah, you won't have to feel that. Or if you want to, I can smash a few up for you.
Like eat like a leg at a time?
Yeah. Well, and if the leg gets stuck in your teeth, I brought some of these things over here to pull the things out. Oh, and you have water too.
Yeah, I've got water for him.
They say there's a lot of interest right now in edible insects.
Aren't you supposed to cook them?
It's gaining traction in Europe and in the U.S. as a sustainable, environmentally friendly way to reduce inflammation. And I'm just thinking about you, David, because I'm your friend.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass the bag of crickets over to you.
Oh.
Will you do anything to be of better health for your wife and your future children?
I don't know. Let me see this bag.
Do you want to be healthy?
Let me see this bag.
My health of my gut is perfect.
They're wiggly. Why do I feel like saving them right now?
What do you mean saving them? I paid for them.
I want to save them.
No, they were out of worms the other day, so I had to get crickets.
Tea bags in there? What is that?
I don't know. That's a habitat.
Oh.
That's a little bit of dirt.
I think it's like an egg crate or something like that. David, will you eat crickets? Do I need to give you a few minutes? I want to show you right now. This is a health website and everything that's talking about the delicacy of crickets and how it's good for your health. I'm not making this up.
We could go Instagram live.
In just a few moments, David will eat crickets.
Why are you setting me up like this?
I'm trying to help you, David.
Well, it's not the big black ones. It's like the little tiny ones. So it's not going to be bad. Here.
I don't think there's a good way to eat crickets.
No, you chew them like this.
God, you're really going to make me sick, man.
All right. So David's going to eat a cricket coming up.
Stop!
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Dude, why do you always do this?
You always do this. I don't always do this.
You always set me up.
I don't set you up.
100% of the time.
He's worried
happens.
About your well-being and your health.
He just wants to see me eat a cricket.
No,
your future.
How much well-being am I going to get from eating one cricket?
A lot.
It's research,
David. It's good for your gut health. I read that and I showed you the article. I'm not even making it up.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's like you have to eat like a bowl full of crickets. You just want to see me
eat
a live cricket.
Well, I brought plenty.
There's several in this bag.
You brought like 15.
Hang on, let me do this. Is eating crickets healthy?
I'm glad you have to Google
that. I'm going to look it up too.
Eating crickets helps with gut health. Skip the probiotics. Eating crickets can keep your gut healthy. Eating insects may be good for your gut, a study says. These have all been put out in the last 24 hours.
Mm.
David, I'm looking out for you, and I'm worried that you're not healthy. And
I mean, you're like his older brother. You just want, yeah, we just want what's best for you.
No, you're not.
I put this up on my Instagram story a few minutes ago, and so far, 100% of people are worried about you.
They are not worried about me. It's 100% of people want to see me eat a cricket.
I said, should David eat a cricket live on K-Fine? So far, 100%. And then I said in the second one, and you can even see the crickets. These are real live crickets. These are they're legitimately, and when I read these are actually when I bought them, they're good for your gut. They're the best crickets for your gut.
It said that on the bag, didn't it?
It said the best crickets for your gut.
I am watching your boomerang and it's making me sick.
What do you mean?
There's so many.
Are you so here's the deal. Do you want to be healthy for your family? You want to call somebody?
Yeah, sure, let's call somebody.
Let me see if I can get somebody on the phone here.
Who are we going to call? Like a gut expert?
Yeah.
He can't see the numbers. Did you see that?
Will you shut up about that? Just because my eyes are not as good as they used to be. I'm not as good as I once was.
Thank you.
But I'm as good once as I ever was.
Good one.
Thank you. This is, of all the people, when I look for health information, this is who I call. I'm not sure if he's awake, though.
This Kevin.
Hey, Dr. Kevin Reed from VetCare. How are you this morning?
Doing great.
We're
live.
We are live, by the way, so be on your best behavior.
Okay. Always.
So here's what I need. I need you to tell us how great it is if David were to eat crickets.
Oh, my gosh.
Because there are multiple,
I think it'd be awesome.
There are multiple articles out today, Doc, mm-hmm. that are talking about how crickets are better than probiotics and that eating insects may be good for your belly, your gut.
I think that's a definite possibility. I mean, they're an excellent source of protein, too.
And you know how David's always pretty sickly?
He's pretty puny for a guy from Wiener.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, you said the other day when we saw you, you were kind of worried about him as well, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
How many? I actually have crickets. We were feeding crickets to Kai's, what was it?
Lizard.
The lizard the other day. So I brought these crickets, and I believe these are really super probiotic crickets. I bought them at the Super Probiotic store.
Uh-huh. Go, tell him to go for it. Get a video.
How many of these do you think he would need to eat?
To get the benefit, I'd say at least 5 or 6.
Okay.
Okay. Is it okay to eat them while they're still alive, or do you have to cook these first?
You don't have to cook them. I've seen cricket meal is available, and you know you can cook with that. It wouldn't surprise me if before long there'll be crickets in dog food.
We could dip them in some chocolate.
Protein source.
Dude, I'm like
dipped in chocolate. I've seen, yeah.
I'm sweating.
You know, the problem with
so
eating
sick.
Them alive, you know, if you eat them alive, they could crawl back up your esophagus because they got those little scratchy legs.
Shut up!
You're not helping.
Are you being serious?
Well, I mean, if you swallow them whole, really you know, there'd be a time it'd take. Now, you need to, if you're going to eat them alive, you probably need to, you know, crunch them and at least put them out of their misery.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. So, but you're thinking it is okay if David eats these crickets?
If I've seen it done on Naked and Afraid, so it's got to be okay.
Right there.
Dr. Reed said it was okay.
Naked and Afraid?
We've seen it on TV, so it's fine.
Oh, yeah. Totally cool. It's been on TV.
All right. Hey, when we need medical advice, I go to our doctor, Dr. Kevin Reed from VetCare. He's right next door to us. And David, if you get sick, you can go see him.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be perfect. Sick off eating crickets. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Doc.
Always
have a good
happy
day.
To help.
All right, man. See you. All right, so coming up, David's going to eat a cricket.
Why do you keep
Five of
setting
them.
Me up? No!
Six of
no,
them, though.
No, we're not eating any.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, I don't understand why David's making such a big deal out of this deal. Yes, we do silly things on the show. We want the show to be light, fun, silly. We want you to be able to escape from reality. But sometimes we do things on the show that are truly to benefit America.
Because we care about each other as well.
And when you think of America, you think of us.
Lee Greenwood.
That's right. Thank you. There's a huge deal today that's out, and it's all over the media. And I just put it up on my Instagram story because I want people to realize that we're not making a joke out of this. And it sounds stupid, and it sounds like a joke, but it's not a joke. Crickets have been proven to be just as good, if not better, than probiotics for gut health. David legitimately has issues with his belly, with indigestion. He has, and he's even said this on the After Show podcast, he has all of these old man element ailments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I have acid reflux, so yeah, it's like I'm 80.
All right, now so far, I'm going to be honest with you because I don't want to mislead you in any way here. Not everybody is saying you should eat the crickets.
Okay, what's it at now?
So far, we are at 70% believe you should eat the crickets because they're worried about your health.
Well, I don't think that's it.
There are some people, though, who have said don't eat the crickets. But what I've done for those people is I have posted on my story the proof. I have posted the proof of the crickets, that they are alive. Mm-hmm. And I've also posted tons of links that are available all over the internet talking about how crickets are good for your gut health.
I'm so glad you're Dr. Brandon now.
I didn't make up these stories. Kelly didn't believe me at first. She saw the research.
Correct.
I'm not telling you have to do it. I'm just saying if you want to be healthy for the weekend and for your marriage in a couple of years.
For the weekend and my marriage.
You don't have to do it. I'm just saying that. All right? I'll give you time to think about it while more people are voting. Because that's where we should really determine it, is what people want him to do.
Yeah.
That's always how it goes in my life.
If the audience says eat the crickets, David, you basically have to eat the crickets.
I mean, should I just eat the cricket? Should I just do it?
I don't think you have to do it right now. I don't want to twist your arm or anything. I don't.
The audience is saying 70%.
Right. We'll give them more time. You can go to my story, Brandon on KFIN on Instagram. It's up on Twitter, Brandon on KFIN. Either place. Maybe you've eaten crickets. If you've eaten crickets, maybe you can tell us. Michael Steele from our sister station came into the room a few moments ago, and he told us that crickets are great protein. And he gave us the whole analogy of we eat shrimp, we eat lobster. What do shrimp and lobster eat? They eat crickets. What do crickets eat? They eat plants.
No.
So, I mean, you either can eat a cricket or a plant.
You mean to go outside and eat from a bush?
There's
well, a bunch of trees out there.
Your pick.
Shouldn't be a tough choice.
Eat a bush or eat a cricket.
Brandon on KFIN, if you think David should go and eat a cricket.
Brandon, Baxter in the morning.
David is he's amazed at how many people believe that he should eat a cricket for his gut health.
I mean, I might as well do it. I mean, it's not going to change. I'm looking at your poll on Twitter.
Yeah.
And Instagram.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying I need to do it.
Well, yeah, because we're worried about you. Real friends.
You're concerned over my health.
Yeah.
Real friends bring concerns to their friends. Mm-hmm. Things that we want to make sure they're okay with. Mm-hmm. And if you eat a cricket and it's good for your body, maybe you'll find a new source of protein. You won't have to eat as much chicken or beef. You can eat crickets.
I can just sit around and eat crickets. Like my daily snack.
Like popcorn.
Yeah. Oh. Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the pictures I showed you online from some of these news websites were showing big bowls of crickets.
That I can maybe try one.
What about cricket soup? Like we do like a broth and there's just crickets in there.
That
no
is the worst idea cricket you've chili. Ever had.
Cricket, ooh, that would be good. Deer chili is good.
You would never know.
Why wouldn't cricket chili be good?
It's completely different.
What if I made a meatloaf and I put some crickets in the middle of the meatloaf?
Oh my God. Could just pretend they were onions.
That sounds awful.
You cut it open and there's a cricket.
I mean, yeah, maybe that doesn't sound like the best way, but you wouldn't even know it was there and you'd have better gut health.
No, I would know it's there.
All right, so you're going to do it? I'm not making you. Kelly's not. We can't make you eat a cricket.
I might as well. Everybody wants me to for my, quote, health, like you say. So
thank you, everybody.
Yeah,
thank you.
We'll get to that here in a second.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Demi Lovato. So after breaking her silence on her recent overdose and hospital stay, she's canceled the rest of her concerts. She was supposed to play in Mexico and South America for the next few months, but instead she's going to focus on her health. And she's entering a live-in rehab center, and we don't know for sure how long she's going to be there, but we wish her the best on her journey to recovery.
Yep.
And we got your gossip on Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, who are out and about biking on Tuesday afternoon. Really nice, sunshiny day. And then they just started crying out of the blue. We didn't know what had happened until now. And it apparently has a lot to do with that whole marriage commitment thing.
Yeah.
And he's a little bit concerned about that. And he's been walking around with a book that's called The Meaning of Marriage. So it looks like they're good. But it does kind of make you wonder, is there trouble with this relationship? Why exactly is he having to carry around this book? Lots of questions have been raised, but they look like they're okay.
Do you think they'll get married? Do you think they'll actually go through and do it?
I think so.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What a story, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I do think once you've done it, you're like, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like David told us about, you know, that was not for public knowledge.
Yeah.
Gotcha gossip on Kim Kardashian. Yeah. So last night was Kylie Jenner's birthday party. Kylie turns, what is she, 21?
21.
Happy birthday, Kylie. Okay.
Well, David's excited. Oh,
God, I can't win today.
I'm really excited about 21, huh? Anyway, so last night at the big birthday party, of course, all the girls are there, including Kim, who is now featured all over the media because Kim is wearing a pink Pepto-Bismol colored outfit that just so happens to be like a mini skirt and a barely there top that just so happens to be made of latex.
It's very Kim.
It is very Kim. I'll tweet the picture here in a few minutes. That way you can check it out. Actually, the first time I met Kelly, she was wearing something very similar.
Right, right. It was blue, though, yeah.
It was blue, yeah, uh-huh. But it was the same latex and the same cut.
Right,
that
yeah.
It looks like it'd be painful.
We go to the same stylist.
Yes.
It looks like it'd be painful to put on, though.
Why?
Because it's so tight and it's like, you know, rubber or Playtex or... not that. I don't know what I just said.
Latex.
Latex.
Different.
Wow. Wow.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so David has officially done it. And if you've heard us the last little bit, you know that we found this article that was talking about how crickets and the protein in crickets are very good. It's like a good probiotic for mm-hmm. gut health. David has been sickly for a while. His future father-in-law has already said that he believes that David almost should be living in a bubble because he gets everything that goes around. If it's a flu, if it's a cold, if it's IBS, if whatever, he gets it.
I don't think that just goes around.
That's not contagious?
No.
Okay. You just have that.
I guess. I haven't been diagnosed with it. You're making this awkward.
I'm just asking you. Is that awkward?
Yes. No.
I mean,
it's not awkward for us.
Kelly says no, I say yes.
It's not awkward for me and Kelly.
He's basically our work son. We're concerned.
We went with him through A-State one time and walked into the recruitment office and they thought we were his parents. And he was our kid.
This guy and his parents showed up?
So weird. Anyway, so how would you describe the experience? Because there is video proof that David ate a cricket.
I would call that experience eye-opening. I would call that experience disgusting.
I was pretty disgusted myself.
What was so bad about it, though?
The fact that it was alive and it went in my mouth and I could feel it crawling immediately, it didn't go well.
But it was only in your mouth for a mere 2 or 3 seconds mm-hmm. tops.
Have you ever put a live thing in your mouth before like that? A live cricket? I mean, think about it. That is awful.
Can't say that I have.
Exactly. It's but a I'm very not, long 2 or 3 seconds.
I don't know. What did you think?
Him
halfway heaving was disgusting.
Well, I was as well, just watching him.
It makes me want to do it right now again. Just dry heave.
Oh. I thought you were going to eat another cricket.
No. Yeah. No.
Well, Kevin Reed said you needed to eat at least 5 or 6 to have the benefits. Well,
at least you can say you did it, though.
I mean, I can say I've eaten a cricket.
Well, you did.
Big props to me.
And for the proof, so people can see you eating the cricket, where can they go?
Instagram and Twitter, David on KFIN, and Facebook as well. I'm David Daly, Daly.
Oh, my gosh. Here it is. Mm-hmm. I have it pulled up on Twitter. He's reaching in, and he's going for it. It's such a weird deal. Anyway, it's up right now, David on KFIN.
This is for your health.
Dude.
Oh, you got a live one too. Here.
I can feel
I'll
it.
I'll hold this.
All right, it's alive.
Oh, why do we have to relive this?
Yeah, I know.
Do it. It's for your health.
Okay, fresh hand.
It's for your future children.
Do it for your health.
Anyway, it's up right now on David's social media.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So there's a new show on Netflix where Ryan Seacrest is one of the producers, and it features Alyssa Milano from Who's the Boss, and it features Debbie Ryan from the TV show Jesse. Mm-hmm. So the whole concept of this Netflix series called Insatiable is that Debbie Ryan at one point was overweight. She was injured by a homeless man and was unable to eat. So she comes back to school and she's skinny and everybody finds her super attractive. But the whole deal is now that she comes back, because she was picked on before for not being skinny. And when she comes back skinny and people are trying to be nice to her, she's looking to exact revenge on all the people who were mean.
Wow.
I think it looks funny.
It does look funny.
But there are people blasting it heavy. The whole idea, the concept, the idea that they were fat shaming is one of the things I was reading about. Mm. But in watching it, I think if we take it as a serious show, okay, yeah, I get it. But it looks like a complete spoof.
Looks like a dark comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it look funny to you?
It does look funny.
Does it look funny to you?
Yeah, it looks funny. I mean, it's just... I don't know. I think people read into shows a little bit too much sometimes.
Because we all have an outlet now and a platform to give our opinions.
Right, right.
So back 15 years ago, even before Facebook was a big deal, we didn't really have the opportunity to go and critique movies the way that people do now, or TV shows or whatever.
You know, you had a couple of places where you could read about it, like in a magazine or a newspaper, maybe a couple of online outlets of like specific websites. But other than that, you don't have anything like you do with Twitter now. You know, it's completely different.
And they're getting attacked pretty heavy to the point where Alyssa Milano has had to defend herself about the show. Debbie Ryan has had to come out and talk about the show.
Man, that's wild.
We should post the trailer and let people check it out for themselves.
It just makes me want to watch it more.
Me too. Insatiable, out on Netflix this weekend.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Maren Morris was stuck on a plane. And when you're stuck on a plane, what are you going to do? You're going to have some wine to kind of wind down. So she was bored and decided to do some question and answers with Twitter. And so a lot of people asked her some questions, and we learned some really interesting things. The best advice she's ever gotten is to always wear underwear, which
Brandon.
I think all of our moms said that. Yeah, Brandon.
Stop it.
The hardest part of being in the music industry is being young, being a woman, and being different.
Yep.
And then she plans on having a baby next year.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
It's big stuff from there.
And speaking of having a baby, Jason Aldean has another baby on the way with his wife, Brittany. And he's been talking about that whole process and saying, look, she is having the morning sickness and that kind of stuff, but she isn't being a diva about being pregnant. He's there to help her out when he can, but she's not the one that's like, ooh, I need all kinds of help over here. I can't walk and all that kind of stuff. But he also talked about the filming of one of our favorite songs, Drowns the Whiskey, with Miranda Lambert.
Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory.
I like this
one. I've gone from one to one too many.
And he said of the process of writing for that, or filming for that video, it wasn't sweet tea that they were filming with. It was actual whiskey in the bar in the shot glasses that they were drinking.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and he said that Miranda Lambert, who was in the video with him, could drink anybody under the table. She can hang with anybody on this planet, is what Jason Aldean said. That's
what about
awesome.
Brandon Baxter?
I accept the challenge.
Oh, gosh. A drink fest between Brandon and Miranda.
That would be a fun thing to go to. I'm telling you that. Hey, there was a band back, it was a number of years ago, called Gloriana. There were four people, two guys and two girls. Okay, Gloriana sounded like this.
I ain't here to do anything halfway. Don't give a damn what anyone might say. I just...
All right, so the guys were actually siblings, right? The girls were Cheyenne and Rachel. So Cheyenne goes off. She runs off with some guy. She is in this relationship, and she's out of the music business. So Rachel all of a sudden realizes Gloriana is not going any further. She has put out solo music. So I thought it was kind of neat to go from, okay, we know that they had hits as a band, but what would her solo stuff sound like? This is Rachel Reinert. Her first single is called Cool. The whole idea behind the song is, hey, we were cool back in the day. We had some issues. Are we going to be cool now? This is what it sounds like.
Too.
Check it out, that full video, on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
This morning, David has eaten a cricket.
Gosh. And we have all almost gagged.
He still feels sick.
It's so bad, dude.
It's good for your gut, though.
Yeah, a live cricket. Thank you.
Also, there's an old saying, what's good for the gut is good for the gander. So,
what's a gander?
What's a gander?
Not really sure. Let me know on Monday.
Okay.
There's a teaser.
We're going to figure out what gander is.
All right, so movie-wise, there's that movie about the big, is it a shark or what is that?
Megalodon.
It's called The Meg with Jason Statham.
What do you think?
It looks freaking awesome.
You love it?
My kids want to see it.
It looks like, I don't
know. It's a jacked up Jaws is what it is.
But he's huge.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Jurassic World meets Sharknado.
Yeah.
And it all comes together with Jason Statham. And Ray Wilson, too.
In a theater, it's probably pretty fun.
Is it supposed to be a little bit campy and silly? Is that the whole vision?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's called The Meg. It's out in theaters this weekend. What else? Anything?
Slenderman is also out. Mm-hmm. Or Slenderman,
that's
I guess.
It's Slenderman. It's after a video game.
Why does that sound familiar to me?
Because it was a freaky video game.
Okay.
And then there was also that whole like big trial in 2014 with that video game. And Slenderman was telling these kids to do stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah. It was pretty bad.
Weird. Okay, so let's get past that. New movies out this weekend. Those are the two big ones that are coming out. You can check those out, of course, at the Malco on Parker Road. Mm-hmm. And David, what's on TV this weekend?
Well, Brandon, on TV this weekend, it all starts today. In fact, you can watch this right now if you like. Insatiable is on Netflix. Now, the reviews are not very good for it at all. The Rotten Tomatoes score is pretty poor. But it's out on Netflix. It stars your favorite, Debbie Ryan.
And Alyssa Milano.
Yeah.
Alyssa Milano.
And like the trailer to me, where people are freaking out, we talked about this a little bit ago. To me, it looks kind of funny if you know what it is going in.
Right. Funny, silly, yeah.
That's what I kind of thought. I didn't think anything too awful about it, but...
Maybe a little dark.
Maybe.
Okay. Again, it's not... In fact, it's at 6% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, that's good. Only 6% of people don't like it.
6%.
I don't know if it works that way.
It means 94% of people hate it. Mm. So it's rotten. It's dirty and rotten.
It just came out today, but 94% of people already
hate it. People haven't even had time to watch it yet.
Well, the actual reviewers don't like it.
Right. Well, they don't matter. They don't count.
Okay. Moving on from that, on Sunday at 7 o'clock on the Fox Television Network is the Teen Choice Awards. Also on Sunday, this is kind of cool. Y'all might like this. 7 o'clock on ABC, it's Emmett Smith versus Todd Gurley on Celebrity Family Feud.
Ooh, that's fun. Yeah.
Yep.
That'd be good.
Fear the Walking Dead returns at 8 o'clock on AMC on Sunday. And also, Brandon's favorite show of all time. He loves watching the uncut version of this show. Mm-hmm. Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
The ninth season finale on Discovery is on at 8 on Sunday.
Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you back here Monday morning on KFine.